Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. I just checked the weather, and all I can say is brr. Hopefully it warms up a bit today. Hopefully your flowers are surviving the cold weather. But I'll tell you, yesterday was a great one for Mother Earth. Anyhow, we do have some news, so we better get to it, shall we? As Maryland's May 14th primary election approaches, the mail-in ballots are beginning to be returned. Statewide, 558,000 ballots were sent out, with about 17% already processed. Anne Arundel County sent out 59,000 of them and has received 8,400 back. Now, beyond presidential nominations, voters are going to be deciding on important local positions, including U.S. Senate and U.S. Representative for our area. Early in-person voting is scheduled to begin on May 2nd, and you do want to tune in for a bonus podcast a little bit later on this week after we speak with the League of Women Voters, who has put out an absolutely fantastic voter's guide. Anne Arundel County welcomed a new business last Friday with the opening of Bloomstone Jewelers at the Annapolis Harbor Center. They specialize in lab-grown diamonds, and Bloomstone aims to offer more accessible options for diamond enthusiasts and those looking to buy diamonds, I guess. The store is part of Constance Palomalu's expanding presence in the jewelry scene here, which does include her role as the COO of Zachary's Jewelers on Main Street and the founder of Birthright Foundry. The 21st Annual Annapolis Book Festival is set for April 27th at Key School, as it is every year. It will feature a lineup of distinguished authors and journalists, including Alice McDermott and Douglas Brinkley, offering panel discussions, book signings, and interactive sessions for book lovers of all ages. There's even a Comic-Con called Comic Key. And best of all, it's free. Look at that, I made a rhyme. The Walk the Walk Foundation is gearing up for a massive diaper drive throughout the month of May, aiming to collect 2 million diapers to support lower-income families. Now, this initiative is part of a nationwide effort to address the essential need for diapers, which are not covered by government welfare programs. We have all the ways which you can help and donate and drop off at ionannapolis.net. And again, many thanks to all who continue to sign up for our daily news recap email. We are still trying to grow our subscribers, so if you can, please give it a mention to a friend, a neighbor, or a colleague. It would be much appreciated. There is a link right here in the show notes, so feel free to forward that. And remember, it's free, it's short, it's sweet. It comes to your email inbox every night at 7 p.m., all without any pesky paywalls like some of those other sources. And as we start to close, today is Ticket Tuesday, and today from Ram's Head on Stage, I have a pair of tickets to see a very happy, feel-good show, and we could all use that right about now. But they are called Naturally 7, and the show is on Tuesday, April 30th. If you'd like a pair, get in touch with me, and I might select you. And of course, you do want to check out ramsheadonstage.com for some amazing shows on deck. And here is some other ticket news for you. Use the code EOA. And save 50% on tickets to the Annapolis Irish Festival, the Fiesta Latina, or the Maryland Seafood Festival. You can get them all at abceventsinc.com. And if you are looking to save on your East Porter Rockin' tickets, use the code EOAEAR24. That's Ion Annapolis, East Porter Rockin' 24. And that's going to drop that $30 ticket down to $25 just for you because you're listening to this podcast. You can get them at EastportArockin.com, and there is no G at the end of rockin'. All right, that is a wrap, but first a quick thank you to you for listening and sharing and letting all your friends and colleagues know about us, and to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to hang tight because Scott McMullen from Scott McMullen Law is checking in with a legal brief. And of course, we have George Young from DCMDVA Weather standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you'll find. All that's coming up for you in just a bit.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming. And determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Tuesday, April 23rd. Yesterday was really nice out across the Annapolis region, even though temps only made it up into the lower mid-60s for PM highs, as the late April sun is fairly strong as it continues to get higher and higher in the sky. And today will be another example of the same thing, though temps will be several degrees warmer, with afternoon highs around the 70-degree mark despite a chilly start out there this morning, with slightly breezy winds out of the south during the day, ahead of a few scattered showers overnight and tomorrow morning as a front moves through the area with more breezy winds Wednesday, with highs in the low to mid-70s ahead of a return to sunshine Thursday and Friday with cooler temps, again back down in the low to mid-60s each day for PM highs. As for the weekend, the expectation is for clouds Saturday with highs 65 to 70 degrees, ahead of sunshine and much warmer temperatures on Sunday with highs in the upper 70s to maybe lower mid-80s, with more of the same expected again on Monday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
You never know when you might need an attorney. It could be when the lights light up on the police car behind you. Or maybe you have a $1 million idea and need to incorporate. From wills and trusts to car wrecks and arrests, Scott McMullen with the Annapolis-based Scott McMullen Law, LLC, is here to offer some insight for you with today's legal brief.
Hello, Annapolis. This is Scott McMullen, and this is your legal news brief. I want to talk about the new Maryland laws. Just take a little look at the past legislation by the Maryland General Assembly that happened, that finished up a couple weeks ago. Talking about the Maryland budget, Governor Wes Moore's $63 billion budget proposal for next fiscal year was mostly kept intact. Some tax and fee increases were added on to raise money for transportation, including a new 75-cent fee on ride-hailing services such as Uber, and a higher vehicle registration fee. New revenues for transportation total around $252 million. Port employees, obviously because of the Key Bridge travesty, there was a bill that authorized the state to use its rainy day fund to help out-of-work port employees. Court personnel protection, and this is in response to the fatal shooting of Judge Andrew Wilkinson in his driveway last year. Judges in Maryland will be able to shield their personal information online now. Abortion clinics security. This approved measure will create a giant program in the state's health department to help abortion clinics pay for security improvements. Juvenile justice. A juvenile justice reform package that was approved is aimed at improving accountability and rehabilitation in response to violent youth crimes. Affordable housing package. Governor's legislation approved will increase the state's housing supply. It was a recent affordable housing package that went through. Pimlico rebuild. A plan to rebuild Baltimore's Pimlico racecourse has been approved. Plan calls for transfer of track to state control. Firearms civil liability. A measure to create standards that the firearm industry must follow to prevent harm in the state has been approved. Artificial intelligence, AI. A measure has been approved that would prepare Maryland for the rising use of artificial intelligence. Online privacy. The approved measure would limit companies' data collection to give consumers data privacy and security protections. Plan to fight child poverty. The approved governor's proposal would help communities with disproportionately high numbers of children living in poverty. Gender-affirming treatment. Gender-affirming treatment in Maryland would be protected from criminal actions and civil actions. Freedom to read. Public libraries, including public school libraries, would not be able to remove reading materials due to partisan, ideological, or religious disapproval. Equal Rights Amendment Resolution. A non-binding resolution was approved affirming the state's support for the Equal Rights Amendment. Urge President Biden and Congress to recognize it as the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Immigrants' health insurance. The state would apply for federal waiver to enable people to buy health insurance through Maryland's Health Care Exchange, regardless of their immigration status. Statewide Gun Violence Prevention Center. Governor's proposal to create new center to foster statewide partnership with federal and local agencies to reduce gun violence was approved. 988 crisis. A permanent funding source would be created for the state's mental health crisis helpline, the 988. And there is your brief of the General Assembly's approved bills that are coming into fruition after this session, from the 2024 session. This is Scott McMullen. This is not legal advice. This is just information. I'm just giving you information on last session that recently ended a couple of weeks ago. If you do seek legal advice, give us a call at Scott McMullen Law, 443-494-9775.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com.
You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.